Bozona parliamentarians say there is need to review compensation fees for damages from wild animals in light of growing human-wildlife conflicts. In recent years, 45 people have been trampled to death by elephants, whose population is at more than 130,000 against the holding capacity of 55,000. Responding to questions in Parliament Thursday, Education Minister Ronald Shamukani, standing in for the Environment and Wildlife Minister, said the government will review the compensation figures.
I wish to inform the House that the Ministry is currently reviewing compensation guidelines of 2013 with a view to increase compensable species and the rates for damages caused by such animals.
Shamukani said compensation would be for damage caused by wild animal species considered dangerous.
There are other species that cause substantive damage. We only compensate for damage caused by animals that render farmers unable to adequately protect themselves from their properties.
Farmers like Edwin Leroli believe the compensation fee should be linked to market rates.
We have plenty of dangerous animals. They injure people and kill our animals. You lose a bull worth 30,000 pula and the government compensates you 3,000 pula. It doesn't work.
Local conservationist Boniface Kiakabetsu urged the government to consider compensation for injuries caused to people by wildlife.
Is that at the moment government actually compensate the relatives of the people who are killed by wildlife? But when you are injured, there's nothing that government does. So if they actually introduce that people who get injuries, then they could be covered. Then I think that will be better.
Botswana reintroduced safari hunting last year, a move the government said it was meant to ensure communities reap financial benefits from wildlife. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.